The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Although this topic will make you upset. A lot of my topics make people upset because it's horrible what's going on in the world today. But doctors are threatened and silenced by government bureaucrats. They can't speak out about COVID or the vaccines or anything. We know that there was pressure, but now they've really had to ramp it up because the science is so overwhelming that any doctor who even remotely glances at the science and the truth would immediately speak out against these vaccines and against what has happened. And if they ever look into what the government bureaucrats did to you by forcing you to wear dirty masks, telling you it was good for your health and telling you it was going to protect you from an airborne virus that they knew is literally impossible. The virus would go right through the mask. Then they told you to wear two masks. And that, it always frustrated me that when Fauci came out and told everyone and they recommended wearing two masks, it frustrated me that the masses did not immediately realize, do you see, they just told you they lied to you about wearing one mask. If they tell you, we think you need to wear two masks, then they're telling you, well, we lied when we said one mask will work because you really need two masks. And even two masks don't work, by the way, but we all know that. So what was the two mask thing? Anyways, the two mask thing was just to see how far they could push people. How much will people just blindly follow? It was just a test. That's all it was. And they sat back and laughed. And I've always said this. They were sitting back laughing when they saw that people were putting two masks on. They wanted to see, okay, we know that we can push the masses to obey when we threaten their jobs. We know we can do that. But who just willingly will follow? Who will just blindly do whatever we say, no matter what, without questioning? That's what they were looking for. That doesn't mean that everyone who wore two masks will be that way for the rest of their life, where they just won't question. Hopefully they've all woken up, because I'm sure there's someone who wore two masks that is watching my video right now. You, I'm sure, have woken up to this, but they don't think so. They think that you're going to follow anything they say. But here's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of the two masked wearing people, the people that did blindly follow the government. They're afraid that, well, if they blindly followed us, they could blindly follow other people as well. And what if they see the truth by accident on social media and some doctor gives them the truth? And then they follow that person, but then they wouldn't be blindly following. They'd actually be following someone who presented actual facts and evidence of what's really going on. And those people wake up. We can't allow that. Those doctors have to be silenced. And too many doctors are going to easily speak out against what has happened. So we have to keep them silent. And folks, it's going to be very effective. Most doctors, I would say, this is sad that I have to say this, between 95% and 98%, somewhere between there, of doctors will be silent because of this, because of these threats. The doctors already were silent, knowing that the government might do something, but that was might. Now we have the government showing the world that they will do this. So in essence, government bureaucrats are making the decisions of what your doctor can say to you about your health and your health care. And doctors are not allowed to give you proper health care or proper advice, especially regarding COVID. Anything regarding COVID or the vaccines, they are not allowed to give you their proper advice, their proper recommendations. They're not allowed. They have to give you what a government bureaucrat puts in their mouth. And they will obey the government bureaucrat, because the government bureaucrat says, You know all that time you spent in medical school, doctor, all that time, heartache, all that work, all that effort. Imagine, you know how hard it is to become a doctor? I think most people do. Imagine you worked your whole life to become a doctor. It was your dream. You put in all the hours of study. You still do. You have to do exams. Even after you're a doctor, you still have to take exams and stuff to keep your license. You put all this effort, your whole life is devoted to it, and they can, with a snap of their fingers, take it all away from you. What kind of courage would it take for a doctor? This is why I'm saying 95% of doctors will not stand up to that, because their attitude is going to be is, these people better research the vaccine and COVID-19 on their own, because they're not going to want, the doctors aren't going to want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. They are going to say, I'm not losing my job over all of this. I'm just going to have to leave it up for the patient to research on their own. And what doctors should do, if they're that scared to stand up for the truth, is doctors should say that to the patient. Look, when it comes to the vaccine, I recommend you research everything. Don't just hear one side or the other. Research it all and look for the facts. At least do that if you're a doctor who's afraid of losing their license. But the folks, this threat is more than a threat. They're doing it. And they've gone after Dr. Peter McCullough because he proved them all to be evildoers in the government. He proved the CDC doing evil to their own citizens. Those people have to be, they try to, silenced. And the only way they can do it without throwing people into gas chambers like the Nazis did, they don't want to be viewed as Nazis. They don't. So what they realized is, well, we starve these people to death. We will threaten their ability to feed their families. And that's really what they're doing. They're saying, all right, if you don't obey, your children might starve. That's what we'll do to you. We'll make it so you can't work in your profession. Maybe you become homeless and maybe you die. That ain't our problem. You dare not obey the government in this day and age when government is king and you should bow down? We are not only king as government bureaucrats, we are your parents and we control what your children learn in public schools. We are your doctors. We control what medicines you will receive. And we are the thought police. We control what is said on social media. We are your God and you will bow knee and you will bow and worship government. Because that's what they want, the power of God over you. And this is why Christians are the biggest threat to them, because Christians bow to God and not the government and never will bow to the government as their God and will never obey. And this is why they hate anyone who's a Christian, because they know, how do we separate these Christians from their God? How do we do that? Well, maybe destroy Christianity and put fake Christianity out there and get a whole bunch of fake Christians to pretend to be Christian and preach things that are not even in the Bible and tickle people's ears and be motivational speakers, but never give them a deep, real relationship with God. They'll acknowledge Jesus, but they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, so then they can never really have the Holy Spirit within them, and they think they're Christian, but they're not. And that's happened in America too, where you've got a huge chunk of people proclaiming to be Christian, and they are not Christian. To be Christian means you're a follower of Christ. It's that simple. And if you're not following exactly what Christ says, and you don't believe that Christ is the final authority, you're not a Christian. It's that simple. So I can easily say Nancy Pelosi is not a Christian. You see what I'm saying? She does not follow Christ. She doesn't follow the teachings of Christ. She just says she's a Christian. So it's not hard to say, no, you don't follow Christ. You don't follow Jesus' teachings. You do the opposite of what Jesus taught. And you can do that with anybody. Judge people by their fruits. Anyways, I'm drifting. I want to get to what has happened with the doctors. Dr. Peter McCullough talks about what has happened with him on InfoWars.
It's untouchable. What the ABIM does, Alex, in September of 2021, they declare that they are going to have a COVID misinformation campaign that they announce. They never define what information or misinformation is. They don't offer any teaching modules.
And that's run by the secret DHS Disinformation Governance Board that it says specifically, Intercept this week, targets doctors that question the official narrative. right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Almost certainly, these government agencies directly started to work with the Federation of State Medical Boards, the various accrediting bodies like the American Board of Internal Medicine. But listen to this, Alex. And so in September, they declare this campaign without giving doctors any type of guidance of what they can do or can't do. Then for me, they go back in time, ex post facto, to March of 2021 in my Senate testimony in the Texas Senate, where under oath, I'm giving my best estimates of what is going on in the pandemic. I'm using standard CDC equations. I'm answering questions for the Committee on Health and Human Services. And they take statements that I've made in the Texas Senate and they declare them misinformation. They put a letter out to me in May of 2022 saying this, among other things, we have declared as misinformation. They give me a chance to respond. I generate a tremendous response document as Americans have grown to know me. I cite every single piece of information. I do not freewheel or guess on anything. Everything is completely factual. I give this response letter back to the American Board of Internal Medicine. I just received a letter October 19th, 2022, stating, we don't think anything you said, Dr. McCullough, is compelling. So therefore, we've convicted you of misinformation, and we are recommending that your entire residency and fellowship are stripped, your board certifications are stripped from you, basically, essentially taking 6 years of my life away and leaving.
And by the way, California is trying to pass a law under Newsom that if their government board says something disinfo, like vitamin D3 protects you a lot from viruses, you will be stripped as well. So it doesn't matter what your real medical training says. If you don't follow the corporate announcement as a doctor, we're going to strip you.
California AB 2098 has actually been signed into law by Gavin Newsom. It's not in effect yet until January of 2023. There, the California Medical Board, again, declaring misinformation and information, but without giving any guidance of what it is, no teaching modules, no guidance.
No, it's a magic wand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a magic wand. It just, look, he's being nice by saying they don't define what misinformation is. Everything is in the opposite world. They give misinformation, the government does. The CDC has given out everything about the vaccine, everything about COVID-19 has all been a lie and fake news and false science. And real science is being censored and real information is being censored. We give real information and truth. They give lies and misinformation. The liars and the misinformation people who give, and it's not even, they don't give misinformation. They just flat out lie. They lie to you. And then they say, we're going to label these people that tell the truth as misinformation. Anyone who even uses the term misinformation, you can go forward and this will be true forevermore. If someone says that person's spreading misinformation, you better go listen to whatever that person said as the truth, most likely. If someone says that's misinformation, you know it's the truth and they don't want you to hear it. It's that simple. It's like this. Whatever position CNN takes on anything in the world, I know if I take the opposite position, I will be right. Every single time. I don't even have to know what the issue is. What did CNN say? I take the opposite position of whatever CNN said. Boom, I'm automatically going to be right. I'm not joking. I'm not talking about something like if they report on a car accident. I'm talking about politically. Obviously, if they report there was a car accident and two people died, I'm not taking the opposite position of that. That's not political. But anything they report that is political, the opposite is always true. Trump is a Russian agent. No, the opposite is true. Trump's the worst president ever. Nope, the opposite's true. He's one of the best presidents and probably was the best president we've ever had. You have opposite of anything. We need to be in the Ukraine. We need to arm Ukraine and fight the war against Russia. No, the opposite is true. Go get a vaccine. No, the opposite's true. You shouldn't go get a vaccine. No, COVID-19 is one of the deadliest diseases of all time. No, COVID-19 was one of the least deadliest diseases of all time. You need to wear a mask. It stops viruses. No, it doesn't. Doesn't stop viruses whatsoever. It goes right through it. 6 feet apart. There's no scientific evidence for 6 feet apart. That's a made up thing. Everything they say is a lie. And those are the people censoring us, because they know they can't stand up to the truth. When are the people who censor the good guys? So the very fact that they're saying we're going to censor doctors, And then what they want is they want to make sure that doctors don't put anything on social media. That's what they're trying to do. They're stripping doctors of their First Amendment rights. Doctors no longer, and they really haven't had it, doctors are slaves to the government, whether they know it or not. You are not free in America if you are a doctor. I'm sorry. If you're a doctor and you're watching this, you know it's true. You are not free. You're not free like me. I never allow myself to be a slave. Never. And I say whatever I want because I'm under God and God gives me my freedom and my God-given rights. But doctors, they have so much money that they invested into their career and so much at stake now, they are slaves to that money. Unless they just give up their career, they are slaves to the government. And the government has ultimate power over their free speech right now. The government threatens their job. They better do and speak the way the government says they have to speak or else. So they are slaves to the government, almost every doctor. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. And they can become non-slaves to the government, but they'll lose everything if they do. That's how it works. That's how it is in society. That's the hardcore truth. Let's give you something else. This is not just in America. This is happening in Canada as well. Take a listen.
On April 30th, 2021, the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario put out a highly controversial statement regarding what it considers to be COVID misinformation. The CPSO is a regional regulatory body empowered by statutory law to exercise licensing and disciplinary authority over the practice of medicine in Ontario. Think of it as the equivalent of a state bar association for American lawyers, except for Canadian doctors. The statement from the CPSO goes as follows. The college is aware and concerned about the increase of misinformation circulating on social media and other platforms regarding physicians who are publicly contradicting public health orders and recommendations. Physicians hold a unique position of trust with the public and have a professional responsibility to not communicate anti-vaccine, anti-masking, anti-distancing, and anti-lockdown statements and or promoting unsupported, unproven treatments for COVID. Physicians must not make comments or provide advice that encourages the public to act contrary to public health orders and recommendations. Physicians who put the public at risk may face an investigation by the CPSO and disciplinary action when warranted. When offering opinions, physicians must be guided by the law, regulatory standards, and the code of ethics and professional conduct. The information shared must not be misleading or deceptive and must be supported by available evidence and science.
Government bureaucrats telling physicians in Canada, you are our slaves and you will obey. And you cannot give a different opinion than what we allow you to give. And all doctors in Canada are now slaves. I'm not joking. People need to understand this is true. And you can break the slavery. Here's how you do it. There's a few slave masters in the bureaucratic areas. If all the doctors stood up, it's just like if you're trying to enslave people and there's three people with guns trying to keep people, 200 people enslaved and three people have guns, keeping them in order. Well, if all 200 people rise up, the three people can't stop the 200 slaves. If all the doctors say, screw you, then you're not a slave. But the problem is, as doctors know that I'm right about this, your colleagues are too wimpy. Well, it's not even wimpy. I feel bad for doctors. Your colleagues have put too much money into this career that they're going to be way too scared to take a stand. And you know that if you take a stand by yourself, you're going to be isolated. I had to face this in different areas of my life. And I chose, I got to take the stand regardless. And some doctors will do that. And you are the heroes among heroes. You will be the casualties, but you might spark the other doctors and free them. And even though you paid the price, you freed the rest. It's just like the people who stood up with their businesses when the government tried to to force all businesses to shut down. Some of those people paid the price and lost their jobs and their livelihood, but they eventually freed us from the tyranny, and the rest got to benefit. They sacrificed their life, or at least their lifestyle, for the rest of everyone. Some doctors are going to have to sacrifice their credentials in order for other doctors to have the courage to stand up with them. And the first ones, it's like in a war. They're on the front lines. They're going to get the one on the front line gets the bullets. But then when everyone finally gets to the person who's shooting those bullets and you overrun them, the rest of the doctors then become free. So they are enslaving. They are enslaving the doctors because they've learned it's all about money. And those who have more money have more to lose and are easier to enslave. Hollywood people are easier to enslave because they have more money to lose. Do you see why Hollywood people always get in line? People with more money jump and get into line way quicker than how can they threaten someone who doesn't have much money? Who you threaten to fire their job, but they could go get a job at a fast food and make the same amount of money. So it doesn't really matter. It's hard to have control over that person. But if you make a ton of money and they threaten that, now they've got you. Sadly. It shouldn't be, but that's how it is. Real quick, take a look at this article. Just to back up what I've been saying, Dr. Eddie Betterman, MD, had this article. State medical boards threaten to revoke licenses from doctors who question COVID vaccines. I'll just read just the first paragraph. The Federation of State Medical Boards is threatening to suspend or revoke the medical license of any physician who dares to tell the truth about Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccines being unsafe and ineffective. Yes, they want you to be slaves. Government bureaucrats are trying to enslave every single doctor, enslave them to the government. And it's an easy target because to be a doctor took so much work. Some of it isn't even the money. Some people don't have a love of money that are doctors. They did it because they love people. But you put your whole life's effort into this, and they're threatening to just take it away. The only people that I think can stand up to this type of tyranny are Christians. Christian doctors that know, my reward is in heaven. And then I think that type of doctor can take the stand. But they might become martyrs. So if you're a doctor and you're listening to me, understand they might have success destroying your career. You have to weigh that before you take your stand. But remember, God has got your back. And when you know that, you can face anything. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.